You are listening to the Revengerous Podcast of Stuff, and we are recording a very special episode, this ceremony for former intern Bob Coffey. I am Breshvik Penicillin, here in the front row to help invocate our newest member, Southside Santa.
Hey, I'm right here.
Dr. Tasty.
I don't care about any of this.
Der Kirsch.
Hi.
Commodore Bob.
Tis I.
And of course, it wouldn't be a party without El Cocho.
What a grandest moment it is.
So, Bob Coffey.
Yes.
You have survived a battle with the slaughtering pig whores.
Yeah, no thanks to you.
You have gone an entire year traveling through interdimensional portals to dimensions without oxygen, cleaning the bathroom after Santa has used it, going on food runs for Dr. Tasty to hellish realms of horror, and yet here you stand without a scratch on you.
Yeah, I know, no thanks to you. And also, don't forget the time I had to get out of the wedding with Queen Elizabeth IV. Holy shit. That was a fucking crazy one you had me on.
Yeah,
that
we didn't even need you to do that. But here you are, through your innate, I mean, clearly you have some innate source of awesome within you, and it has only flourished through the proximity to these fellow awesomes. And while so many other interns have fallen.
Yeah, so many people
lesser
have fallen.
Men.
Literally. I mean, a few of my buddies who ride bicycles here to work all the time, they've been getting their bikes stolen from them. I mean, Gandalf the Confederate over here threw his staff into one of their spokes, and Derek just flew over. I mean, he had to go to the hospital after that.
Like, well, these were lesser men, and you,
and
you
they
are now,
it.
You now stand atop that pile of corpses as the shining, most deserving example of what an intern can strive to be. I don't want you other interns thinking that this is going to be a regular thing, though, because this is like a one-time.
This is a very special case here. I mean, I guess so, because, like, fuck, interns are, like, the most miserable people I've ever met in my life, almost, like, up there with, like, PAs and comedians.
It's true. They're really annoying. I'm constantly tired of their attitude.
Relax.
Yeah, Santa.
Take a little bit of a breather.
I always had to go out and get you a coffee all the time. Like,
relax. You're not one of them anymore. You're going to be one of us. It's going to be okay. You can take it down a notch.
Look, here's your big-ass medal.
I have a medal now?
You have a lot of abilities around here.
So
range abilities.
Sweet. So I can, like... So I'm... I guess I would be on top of that. All those people who say they have no, like, willpower or self-esteem whatsoever.
There you go. Like, yeah. You once had.
So, like, I could get one of these guys to get me a fucking... do whatever for me, and then...
Hey, you want a deli tray?
Could it be with salami and cheese?
Salami and cheese. What kind of cheese do you want?
Venezuelan beaver cheese?
You, over there, bring Venezuelan beaver cheese to my friend here.
Yeah, and a green tea. Yeah, hot green tea.
Nice. All right, so...
green tea tastes like green. Shut up.
I guess that's the invocation? I don't really know what an invocation entails.
First, we're here to discuss your coffee addiction, and this is a safe space where we could all speak openly.
I don't have a problem with coffee, so back the fuck up.
Wait.
But this is an invocation where you're an addict and you have a problem.
What are you talking? I have like maybe 3 cups a day.
That's intervention.
Kirsch.
He has a problem.
I understand he has a problem here, but you're thinking of an intervention.
An intervention.
Yeah, like that stupid show, the whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there is, I didn't know you were into this kind of thing, so, got that, okay, okay.
You put a robot.
Hang on, light these candles.
I mean, there was that one time in college, but now I'm not really into this right now.
I mean, I guess you guys know more about invocations than I do.
Okay.
I'm lighting some lovely candles.
With the word of the Dark Lord. What we must do is on forth to in ill humanity. Shalabubaleske da la more, telestone of spelletus.
Man, we've never done this
what
before.
What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? Like, trying to put a hex on me or something?
I thought we were supposed to bring forth a Lovecraftian creature.
You always think we're supposed to do that. You always...
No.
Dude, Okay, God, of all the things that you guys had me running errands for, this guy over here, Commodore Bob, holy shit, I had to, like, go down to, like, Maine to a Bigfoot convention to speak on his behalf to accept this Lifetime Achievement Award.
Another right. Lifetime Achievement Award. Well, when you're a time traveler, you get a lot of those.
Yeah. Those people are fucking weird. They think that Bigfoot is real. I actually had to go up camping with them for about, like, 3 days looking for Bigfoot. And I already have, like, a warped sense of, like, mind already that I was actually convinced that there may have been a Bigfoot in those woods. Like, I could barely sleep that night. Like, I was, that was the worst. Except I did get some really good maple syrup there. And Stephen King's from there. Did you know that? He was a pretty cool guy.
No one cares about Stephen King.
Or your complaints. You know what? That's your old life. Shut up now.
I'm just staying still. You should just give some of the interns a little, just a little bit, you know. Not a lot, just like, hey.
Look, you're going to stick around for some news items, because I don't want to hear any of that. But it's funny that Commodore Bob was thinking this was some kind of magic ritual, because this first news item, apparently, traditional exorcists are upset that some scam artists out there are claiming to be able to do exorcisms over Skype. And obviously, that's stupid. You need to, that's not a real exorcism, right? I mean, if you have demons up in you, you can't just phone it in. Like,
seriously, even with video conferencing, it's still
it's not even that good for jerking off with Skyping with people. So,
I mean, we know. There's a lot of problems over Skype, and you need to have get every single intonation of those magic syllables right. And if it like glitches, oh, you're done.
Yeah. What about the glitches or like logging out? Just like the power of where are you?
Oh man, you just made the demon more powerful.
The power.
Way to go, man! Just
great. You can't digitize everything. That's the thing here. I mean, don't be lazy. Plus, like, what if you have the young priest and the old priest, and they're both video conferencing in, and then one drops out?
Yeah, then you're screwed.
Yeah, that's like doing a half mast.
You gotta cast your streams.
Half mast.
Like, I don't even think God works on the internet like that.
God doesn't use the internet.
God isn't real on the internet.
No. Ask anybody on the internet.
Or in real life.
If you ask anybody on the internet, they will tell you that God doesn't real.
Would the computer have to be blessed in order for it to like fully work?
No, that's BIOS.
Oh, okay.
We have a lot of problems with demons around the base from time to time, and Skype doesn't seem to help that. I find that just a nice like firewall kind of does the job.
Yeah, a wall of fire does work perfectly.
There's a spell for that. There's a
grimoire.
Yeah, there's several
grimoires.
There's several grimoires that contain such
incantation.
Of such incantation spells.
It's too many of these words: incantation, potions. Invocation, evocation,
intervention.
All right. Interlopers. Well, moving the focus from magic to technology. This is pretty cool. Remember Ronald Reagan?
Old guy about this tall.
Yeah, crazy hair.
Yeah, I know that guy.
He predicted that at some point we would be able to put our own Death Star-type laser into space.
Oh, I thought he was
with the Death Star program.
I thought he was trying to turn the Earth into a Death Star.
I mean, either way, we're going to be able to shoot UFOs out of the sky, I think was his main concern. You know, he was really concerned about the lizard people and whatnot. Well, the International Space Station is getting its very own laser by the end of 2014, this year. It is called CATS.
A laser cat?
The Cloud Aerosol Transport System. It is a laser cat.
They're getting a laser cat.
Yep, they're putting a laser cat into space.
Is there a musical about this? Because I think we should end up writing one.
By Andrew Lloyd Webber's Laser Cats.
Yeah, I think that would do well.
It would definitely be an improvement.
It might be an off-Broadway thing.
Cats, you have no chance to survive. Make your time. It's developed by research scientists at the Goddard Space Flight Center. It's gonna basically be used to
kill Democrats.
Well, sort of. It's gonna be used to modify the weather, study aerosol distribution in the atmosphere, and do crazy shit with the environment. So
wait,
yeah, Fuck the Democrats. That's what
we need to do. They're going to keep doing the contrails just from outer space now.
Mm-hmm. With millions of millijoules.
Oh, there's a picture here of these contrails. It's pretty frightening.
Yeah. Those are contrails from Iceland's Eyjafjallajökull volcano.
Eyjafjallajökull?
The one...
You cool.
Mordor. The one that they... Mordor.
Murder.
One does not just walk into Eyjafjallajökull.
They fly in with an eagle.
So if Katz is successful, then we might see some longer range lasers that can destroy invading Imperial class starships.
And it's an app that you can download onto your phone.
Nice.
Also, I hear they could change your thought patterns with it just by like shining the light on. Yeah, that'd be useful.
We could totally
see if we could borrow it.
I'm a big fan of that. Just without asking. I'm sick of certain people around here getting lunch orders wrong, and if we could just like,
I'm sorry, what? Get my your lunch order wrong?
We're not talking about you.
It's not you anymore.
I've had to get lunches for you guys.
Yeah, I know, and you fucked it up before
because you call like five different times.
Well, you know, we change our mind. It's called taste.
Yeah,
it's called I forgot and I want new stuff.
It is a free country, and we are allowed to change our minds, and if we get this laser cannon, we are allowed to change other people's minds for them. That is how it works.
And that's just your three-dimensional logic, just skewing the pan-dimensional qualities of the Revengers.
Just be glad that if we have laser cannons, that all we're doing is altering people's minds and not their, like, atomic number.
And or pets.
I'm gonna rearrange your pets' atoms.
Oh my. Thank God we could keep these weapons off the streets due to stringent regulations.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, there's going to be a waiting time period, like a 3-day waiting period, in order to get the app onto your phone.
To get the laser cannon? You know, that's one thing that Reagan was really good at, is strongly regulating the laser gun industry.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah, we should if we want to get one of these laser cannons, we should put in our request for it now, since there's a waiting period.
That's a good idea.
That should be cool.
Somebody get the laptop. Hey, can you hand me that laptop over there? I want to be able to put one of these up.
Wait, you want me to what now?
Yeah, just hand me the laptop. It's like
you're right closest.
I can get an intern to do that. Cause
yeah, but I'm you're right there. You guys.
Yeah.
No. Let me get an intern. Hey, Mark.
No, dude. Come on. Like, it doesn't matter. Just
wait. Literally right beside you.
Yeah, it's right beside me, but you mark me up, so I don't have to, like, hand you anything anymore. I can just...
Well, you don't have to, but you don't need to be a dick about it.
Look, if you don't do it, we're going to blast you, so do it.
Come on.
Blast me with what, huh? Yeah. I want to... You know what? Enough is enough with us interns. We're going to start... I want to start a revolution with our interns. Mark, David, yeah, let's go.
You're an intern? You're not an intern.
I am an intern. Viva la intern. I'm sticking up for the underdogs. Yeah, we're going to be the ones in the VIP at the Comic-Con. Yeah, we're going to move
big
up.
Big, buddy.
Interns, it's Operation Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Operation Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's
What's
Dead.
He doing?
This is our time. Mark, David, John, Derek.
Wait, they have names?
Yes, they had names.
No, they don't. What are you talking about?
We all had dreams. Unicorns.
Excuse me. You guys all signed a sheet when you ended up signing up to become an intern that gave away your thought process and declined free will specifically.
Wait, was that the only thing you ever had us sign when we started up was if we wanted to get 10% off at Pizza Hut?
Well, yes, but right after, well, we realized the mistake that we've made writing the original contract up, so we rewrote the contract, and everyone after you signed away their life.
Look at here, right between the delousing and the constant verbal berating, right there.
So then why do you still have me running around doing fucking crazy obstacle course fucking errands for you guys?
We were just testing you.
Why not?
A simple, like, hey, you want to join? Yeah, sure. Cool.
We had to make sure you were worthy and not just some fucking norm off the street.
Worthy? Exactly. Well, not just that.
There's a lot of wannabes.
Revolution. We're taking over. No longer getting your fucking coffee that you don't even drink half the time. No longer
having...
Yeah,
I don't really drink it. I don't like coffee. I don't like coffee.
You know how embarrassing it is to call a Best Buy and tell them that, hey, so-and-so is on their way. Could you, keep it, hush, hush? And then their response is, who the fuck is that anyway?
Remember that time we told them to go to Circuit City, but all the Circuit Cities were closed, so we had them go to the homes of all the people who were laid off from Circuit City and take their electronics?
Well, yeah, because those guys have been just taking stuff from there anyhow.
Yeah, and 11 of us were arrested that night, too. I remember that shit.
Oh, God, that was really good.
Guys, my sensors are picking up hundreds of interns coming in this very direction.
You're damn right. Operation Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
That's a
right
stupid
on top
name.
Of that, Rose.
You really need to stop.
Look, where are you gonna go? We have superpowers, and we have entire laser grid defense system in this base.
We got a warehouse down behind the tracks, down on the south side over there.
What?
The old abandoned warehouse.
Down in the warehouse district.
Down in the warehouse district, we got a warehouse. It's the big brick one.
Oh, I don't go down there.
Yeah, that's where we're gonna go. We're gonna set up a revolution. We're gonna have video games and skate park rams
in
there.
Like your own little
Hold on, hold on.
Yes.
You're trying to set up a revolution against us, and now you just told us where your secret base is going to be.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Somewhere in the warehouse district. I mean, it'll take months to find, but we'll find it.
Okay,
we could go ahead and do it.
We could just blow it up.
The whole district,
whole market.
Yeah.
Look, guys, I'm on a bit of an ego trip right now, and I'm just trying to, you know, make it look cool with all the other interns. So if you could just like help me out here for like, you know, like just go along with it.
No, we're not gonna allow you to start a bloody coup. Get out. Go be king of the interns. We'll do the rest of these news items. You're fucking our flow up.
You're being a goddamn dick here. I told you to chill out earlier, and you should have just fucking listened to me, kid.
I'm going to take all the other interns, find another location, and then we're out.
Be gone!
Oh, God. I guess we should all be worried, huh, guys?
Oh, no.
The wrath of the interns.
The intern is coming.
Oh, no.
I guess they'll bring us warm milkshakes. Maybe they'll mix the wrong laundry together.
Maybe they'll spit in our coffee.
Ew. Well, I don't drink
it. We're not going to drink it anyhow.
Yeah. Well, I got one more news item anyways, so sorry about that delay, guys, but this one's pretty cool. New Zealand Prime Minister John Key recently had to publicly disavow that he was a shape-shifting reptilian alien ushering humanity towards enslavement. He was asked to provide physical evidence to disprove that theory. It doesn't say whether it was Glenn Beck asking him. Key said, "To the best of my knowledge, no. I've taken the unusual step of not only seeing a doctor, but a vet, and both confirmed that I'm not a reptile, have never been in a spaceship or outer space, and my tongue's not overly long either." Well,
so his tongue's normal size.
His tongue's normal size. It's a little flip of an answer, frankly.
Guy.
I mean, reptilians don't go to a vet. They go to reptilian doctors, so it's a little racist. But I gotta believe him, though, because if he says he's not been to outer space, then he hasn't been to outer space. People don't lie about that sort of thing.
Yeah, who would lie about not being in outer space?
No one ever would lie about that. Ever, ever. And never bring it up again.
I don't know. I think it's funny that everywhere around the world, including New Zealand, where not much is going on, they still have to worry about the reptilian menace infiltrating every level of their government.
I mean, it happens every once in a while, so it's good that they are checking for that, you know?
Well, other than America, New Zealand's the only free country, so...
Yeah, it's like second in freedom. First in our hearts.
No, I think it's first in freedom and second in our hearts.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We've talked a lot lately about alien cat people. I just want you guys to remember that the real threat that's ever present is the reptilians. I don't know if you watched all those David Icke videos that I was broadcasting in every monitor of the base 24/7 for a few days there.
Not watch that.
I was like putting them in your rooms above where your eye line would be. I just wanted you guys to be aware that at any moment we might have slee stacks in Congress, and I'm not down with it. I didn't vote for a reptile. I didn't vote at all, but I wouldn't have voted for a reptile.
Right, and your original statement is also correct, because you didn't vote for a reptile.
Nor would I ever.
Sometimes that's the only way you have to not vote to avoid voting for a reptile.
I mean, if both people running are shape-shifted reptiles, then, like, what do you do? The lesser, the one lesser two reptile? I don't know. I don't know what you do.
Third party.
You can't trust a lizard. Especially not a lizard man.
Nope.
That lizard from Soul Calibur, that guy's tricky.
No, they're around you all the time. Commodore Bob and I spent like 3 weeks in the desert taking all kinds of substances, and we saw them. We saw them everywhere.
Yeah, so it's too armed by taste.
But they're out there waiting. Living in the Hollow Earth, of that, living on Alpha Draconis, living on Planet X,
living on the edge,
coming from other dimensions. They're everywhere, man. They're just waiting to strike.
Most of them don't look solid because they're operating just outside of your
What the hell?
Was that the intern?
Yeah, take that, revenge ass.
Oh, yeah. God damn
this it. Feces? Feces in glass bottles. Like,
Jesus.
What?
Yeah, how up in the rafters.
Why are they wasting all of the office supplies?
Man, this is egregious.
This is coming out of your guys' paycheck. Wait.
Oh, man. They can, yeah, they can hide up there.
No,
they
don't. They get college credit.
It's weird. It's like... That's like a labyrinth up there. Styrofoam and asbestos.
There's no way we're going to be able to go up there and root them all out, because none of us feel like actually going up there and looking.
Well, they're probably
tasty. Just zap out a big chunk of the ceiling.
I would recommend not doing that. We are miles beneath the ground. That might be some load bearing.
They can't get down from there. They can only get up there. They can't get down. And I hope they brought more food, because if they didn't, they're just going to fall dead.
Yeah, like it.
They'll come down when they're hungry. Whatever. Just let's just ignore them the best as best we can. And
ignore this.
Ah, it's disgusting. Put that away.
Oh, it's on me. It's like in the fibers.
Dr. Tasties, Jerker needs to be punched in the face of the week.
Dr. Tasties, Jerker needs to be punched in the face of the week is...
Kathy Griffin.
Fran Drescher.
Carrot Pop.
Andy Richter.
Could be Steve Klein.
Fine. Edgar Snyder.
Edgar Snyder?
No.
What?
No. No. It's sorry. My jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week, not yours.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was gonna say what the
was
jerk
it the
was.
Intern?
No. No, it's not any of those guys. This one is probably the worst jerk in the face that has ever existed. I mean, this is like Mondo Jerk, and I'm gonna punch this thing in the face so many times. As I was saying, Dr. Tasty's jerk who needs to be punched in the face is...
Ah, they've crafted some kind of crude bow and arrow and rocket-propelled thing out of
good
pieces
good
of
timing
supplies.
Hey, stop that.
Damn it.
Guys.
Bad interns. Bad interns.
You know what?
Get the water bottle to spray them with.
I really hate when people interrupt Dr. Tasty's jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week. And you know what? It's going to be the interns. I'm going to punch all of them in
the face.
I
ain't got no magic power.
We can line them up and you can uppercut them all at once.
That's true. I could also order them to punch themselves in the face.
I don't know if they're going to listen.
Dying is easy.
They seem to be on this whole
I'm as old as my mother told me. How is that?
And
I never thought I was
leader.
Normal. Never tried to be normal.
All right, you know what? This is getting out of hand. We have to deal with
this. I punched my mother out once.
Maybe we should just roll the
Crisis on Infinite Earths episode,
and we'll have this taken care of by the time we get
you
back.
You can never
right,
take away our freedom.
Guess what? Well, if you won't guess, I'll just tell you. Here begins another exhilarating episode of the Revengerous Crisis in Infantile Earths. Back at the Slammin' base, Revengers awkwardly attempt pointless conversation as they undertake tasks unique to their own idiom. Playing life-size air hockey, or Tiger Electronic games, reading comic books, devouring internet porn, inventing things, and failing to invent things.
So, yeah, this is exciting. How are you guys doing?
I got some yogurt-covered raisins from Gus downstairs.
Oh, nice. Let's all eat them. Who doesn't like raisins?
Fuck
like
you.
He does that on purpose.
I do.
Swear to God.
No, I gotta say, though, this is turning out to be a boring day to record a podcast on.
Oh, we're
gonna do that later? Or?
I'll make it interesting just by, like, making really loud sounds constantly.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you always did.
You all do things that I end up having to edit out later, so it works.
Wait, you edit?
Yeah.
Things out later?
Yeah, well, not the stuff you'd think. I mean, just really mundane things. Like, obviously, when we're fighting a kaiju, all those explosions stay in, but, like, you know how I'm saying like a lot? I like, edit that out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're there. You know what... You were there when it happened, so when you listen to it later, you know what I'm editing out.
Yeah, I guess I just naturally end up cutting out that stuff and sort of see the more streamlined one as it's happening, you know?
Do you listen to the podcast? Does everybody listen to it?
No.
Wait. We have a podcast?
What is a podcast?
I've never listened to it. Like, I know we record it and stuff, but, like, why would I listen to that when I could just listen to this?
Just smashing rocks together. Bob.
Yeah.
Bob, you didn't know we even recorded a podcast?
Nope. Why didn't you guys tell me?
What do you think those floating microphone bots were for?
I've been putting my cocktails on them.
Well, I've listened to the podcast.
Oh, you have? What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. What happened to my segment?
I don't know what you mean. I mean, I know...
Oh, you know.
Dr.
How to be
Casey
a better person.
A segment.
How to be a better person segment. We went over this.
Yeah, you know...
he's on that again. Jesus Christ.
It doesn't really fit with all the
people need
stuff.
To know that they have to look both ways before crossing the street.
I tune it out when you get on that stuff, so... I kind of don't want
to lose audience members, so I just cut it. I just always cut it.
You know what? I have noticed that, so thank you.
I actually cut you from the first few episodes, because you've been here since the beginning.
Then why'd you cut me out?
I don't know. It just didn't seem to fit. It didn't work until later. Look, I have an ear for this to tell, like, when this is... Just what's working for... the little floating microphones everywhere, and it has to flow, it has to work, and it wasn't for a while that you fit in, and then the segment doesn't work. I mean, hey, this isn't me. This is the process.
Elbin Dale.
Editing is like killing your babies, right? It's just things end up on the editing floor, and yes, they always happen to be your thing, but...
Jerk.
Do other people hear that, or is that my priapism acting up again?
Cool noise, bro. Which of the hundreds of alarms that we have is that one?
That would be the alarm from when the life model decoys we sent to fight Zorzor were destroyed.
Don't say when. Say if. If the life model decoys we sent to Zorzor were destroyed.
Okay, well, since the alarm is going off, when is now?
This life model decoy sucked anyway. I can never get them to be that convincing.
Yeah, Harder spent literally 20 entire minutes copying our personality traits into them, but you'd have to be a complete nincompoop to be cool.
We're way better than robots.
Right, well, look, this is no time for time fuckery. Give me an opt to feed from one of the bots on the big board.
What is this pathetic cowardice? You claim to fear little, yet you send Strawbin to battle in your stead? You merely delay the inevitable. My divinity is absolute. The very stars themselves tremble every time I burp as my scent rises through the ozone layer.
What happened to the sound?
I muted it. His voice is giving me heartburn, and we need to figure out what we're going to do about him anyways.
What? Ignoring him wasn't working?
I have exactly the spell we need. The secret elders of a gentle race of head muckadamucks of Orduk. My Illuminati Lodge have analyzed our encounter with Zorzors, and based off the results, they report the glove is powered by Megago particles. Thus, I have unearthed the orb of confrabjugation. Confrabjugation.
Where do you get all these ridiculous names for these things from?
Satan and the Eye of Confrabjugation.
Orb of Confrab...
Yes, that's it. It has the arcane ability to emit waves of mega stop particles. And this will interfere with the mitten's workings, but only for like a minute or something.
Can you be more specific?
I'd really rather not.
No, that idea is stupid.
It would take, like, zero effort.
Next.
I can't see why you wouldn't.
Next.
Well,
next.
Fine then. Why don't we just time travel?
I told you, I can't do that.
What can you do besides sit there and suck? Oh, my pet beard.
It brings up a salient point, however. If one of us uses our magnificent powers or unbelievable technology to go back, replace one of those moronic rocks with something powerless.
Like a Jolly Rancher!
Don't interrupt. Then Zorzors wouldn't be able to use the glove's full potential.
Still, a lot of potential, though.
Well, sure. But if we just focus our energy on subterfugigating the most super effective rock, the implied power rock.
Oh my god, this is so boring. Well... What in doubt? Whip it out!
Stop whipping it out!
No.
Actually, this could work.
What? Whipping it out?
And no, we all direct our attacks on that weak point. Like the red flashing orb on the boss battle.
Flashing means invincible, stupid.
Or vulnerable, sometimes, which makes no sense.
Or almost dead.
Or berserked.
Whatever.
Actually... Instead of removing the most effective rock, why don't we just take the one that is easiest, like the Borscht Rock?
Yeah. Yeah.
Me
and Sans are the ones that have to do all this time fuckery anyway.
We carry the time fuckery on this team, and the Borscht Rock is just hanging out in a pawn shop.
Can we
just go buy it?
Can we find an idea that doesn't involve us doing all the time fuckery work and you guys doing none of it? For once.
Or, preferably, one that doesn't involve any work.
Oh, yeah! Let's do one of those.
Well, could always use my save point system.
When has that ever worked?
It always worked. It worked every time.
I don't think so.
Commodore Bob and his ideas.
Yeah, I hate to be the one to tell you, Commodore, but that idea is just... And no.
I just don't know if we should use untested technology.
I like my tech like I like my women. Untested.
Again, it's always worked. It worked every time. Don't come running to me when we're all erased from reality.
We couldn't.
No matter how long that raw chicken has been sitting out, for I am incapable of error. Ultimate power be mine, and I will reshape the universe with it until it gets like all purple and squishy as
hello. Hello, num-nums.
Mr. Whipple!
Maytag Man!
What are you doing here, Mr. Whipple? Also, hey, I got to meet Mr. Whipple today.
How did you even get into our compound?
And why shouldn't I punch my fist in your face of the week and out the other side of your skull so I could show you your own brain before you die?
Because I'm here to help you stop Zorzor before he destroys the entire cosmos.
Well, I think it's a little hyperbolic there. I mean, sure, a cosmos without fast food isn't worth living in, but technically it's not. Destroy.
You aren't really seeing the full scope of what's going on with this guy. This has happened before. Several times. This obsession he has with the Wendy's girl is the most recent in a long line of spokespeople he has fallen in love with.
Such as?
If you only knew. Mortox 5 was the spokesman for the food substance much like breakfast cereal. Famous with the drunken flea people of the delicious Maple Planet had a series of ads which appeared on the psychic brain transmission. Zorzor saw it and thought he would be a cool dude and hang out with. A space drunk Zorzor blew up his planet after kidnapping Mortox 5 and forcing him to play frisbee with him, then killed him after Zorzor missed the throw that Mortox 5 made.
Come on! That's not even a catchable throw!
And why should we believe anything you say?
Yeah, how are you qualified to speak expertly in these matters?
Well, I figured out a way to make six figures working 12 days a year, sonny boy. I think I know a thing or two about a thing or two.
Dude, you just offended Mr. Whipple.
Nice going, ass. Now, He'll take away our marital aids.
You mean all those toilet paper tubes?
Yeah.
And then there was the time, kiddies. Jugness Prime was a spokeswoman that was just a ball of light and space dust from the twin planets of Tardania 3 and 4. She would speak of the ills of having intergalactic tax forms not filled out properly to increase the public awareness of record-keeping. This sparked Zorzor's interest because of his perception that she was extremely prepared, not just for tax season, but any possibility, and thus would bear him many children. When he saw that she wasn't prepared to be kidnapped and have a romantic space cruise weekend, he blew up the spaceship on the sly, killing everyone on board except for one dishwasher that happened to be using an escape pod to dip his sex glands in the space soup of Tachyon. From now on, Zorzor does not fill out his tax forms in triplicates, but only in duplicates. But what do I know? I walk around telling people not to squeeze things that they're going to take home and wipe their bottoms with.
They called it Sharknado! Such was the fifth miracle of Zorzors! The sixth miracle of Zorzors was the formation of a militia of super soldier adolescent Prodder Willie's patients! In place of the dangled carrot, I will use a Heath bar or similar confection. Perhaps a Cadbury cream egg. Perhaps a single crumb. You have but to command me, my love, and I will take those children into an amusement park and let them...
I don't know, this really explains why he's so poop-painting crazy.
Yeah, what's his deal anyways?
Zorzor comes from Advraton 6, where he's a member of the ruling class of Advertitans. They subjugate their lowly subordinates, consumeristas, through the never-ending barge of ads, telling them what they need to know and how to live via cartoon characters and catchy jingles. This is why he's into spokespeople.
Ah, so is he really one of the oppressed consumeristas then?
Oh, no. He's a spoiled Advertitan. Eventually, he believed his own fictions. Now he's just on his intergalactic rum springer.
There will be no more Borscht Hut and Borscht King and no more Kentucky Fried Borscht and El Cassine Borscht and Borscht and Market and Borscht Mo with the Borscht card and a catalog with just one word on it. And Mergadurgus Hergaburga and Jack of the Borscht and Borscht Bell. They all fell beneath the stark fist of my intergalactic might. But that's not all. I've also been thinking of getting into listening to Yes!
Well, what do we do with all this information?
You can shave your head and stick them down the toilet for all I care. The fate of all that exists is in your hands now. Don't let us down. Goodbye, Revengerous. Farewell. And fuck off.
Utterly useless.
Can we pretend that this just never happened?
Well, yeah, except we still have this guy to deal with.
I fell on my knees and beat the ground with my fists and I tore at my clothes and howled into the pouring rain at the injustice of it all. But for all my power, even I could not bring back McDonald's hot mustard. Then that voice inside, so silent for so long, whispered, "Why not burn it all to the ground?"
Well, that doesn't bode well, coming from an all-powerful alien.
This guy should write for Hallmark, or his own kid book or something.
Listen in next time, when we'll use magic to manipulate the atmosphere to create waves of energy to vibrate the bones of your inner ear against nerves to your lower brain, transferring electrical impulses across soft tissue riddled with neurons and synapses all firing to result in the miracle of sound. Sound of Crisis on Infinite Earth!
So we don't know exactly how they're gonna defeat Zorzors, but man, we did. Looks like we did win the day here, guys. Have you ever seen so many interns?
Oh my god.
Disembodied intern parts.
I need to go take care of this. I've got a major throbbing.
Oh my god. Shannon's dead now.
There's some guy.
So many dead people right now. Oh my god.
Intern guts on my boots.
Ian's dead.
I need to see us now.
Mark's dead. John. Bear's dead.
You brought this on. This is your fault, Bob Coffee. We had a happy status quo. Now they're dead.
Bad about it.
You did it.
But at the same time, they signed up a contract.
They did.
Dr. Tasty Pile Driver. Yeah, don't ever do that again or you're going to get
okay,
that.
Yeah.
Well, that would seem unnecessary. I mean, they had already surrendered.
Yeah, we surrendered. I mean, there's a lot of us dead already.
You've
there's one more for you.
You survived, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a bit. I mean,
does that... This, I think, actually proves what we've been talking about, that you're not an intern. You are, you're an awesome.
Yeah, you're fairly awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're a revenger. I mean, you staged, I mean, it was a pretty piss poor coup, but you still, it was pretty
bad.
It's
what I had. I had to work with what I had. Work with what you have.
I mean, it was a bloody, and it was fun, and it killed a good afternoon,
and, you know,
and a lot of people.
A lot of interest.
And, I think, you know, that's, we should just kind of put this behind us because, let's put it this way. Do you want to be king of the interns or do you want to be the noob on the Revengerous team? Like, that's basically what
I could
saying.
Be the noob on the Revengerous team.
I mean, it's way better than being king of.
That's nothing. True.
King of a pile of arms and legs.
I can make a kaiju intern with those.
Yeah, man. I mean, think of all the cool stuff that you're going to get.
Yeah, I can do anything now. I'm a Revengerous. I can buy whatever.
You don't even have to take the bus anymore.
I don't have to take the fucking bus anymore? The slow logistical urban transport.
And they also have a bubble.
You're allowed into the bowling alley.
Do you have access to the go-karts?
In the executive washroom?
Can you teleport?
I don't know. Could I?
Can you?
I don't think so. No.
Have you ever tried?
No.
Try.
Transport. Where am I supposed to... Where?
We'll work on
okay,
that.
Yeah. I can work on that.
It doesn't disqualify you. I mean, sometimes there's a member of the Revengerous who can't teleport. It's
I mean, we're not going to end up naming names or anything.
I'm sorry about that. I seemed to sneeze when I was trying to tell you to fuck off.
You can eat all of the food that you want and channel your ki into energy blasts.
Can't wait to do that. Beast being an intern.
Do that. And you may even learn the powerful fusion technique. We're going to start having workshops. Ooh. On that.
Now, can anybody join? Because I have this friend who...
Okay. No.
Okay.
Everybody knows this guy.
Don't be that guy that is the like, success story at the Revengerous that they tell, like, all of the starter guys. They're like, well, you know, you get your foot in the door, and then if you work hard enough, you could be like Bob. Who is a Revengerous now and has superpowers and
yeah, I can
blah blah blah.
Or tell them that because it'll keep them working hard. I mean, that's
yeah,
because
whatever. We, you know what? After we killed all those interns, we need new interns now.
Ah shit!
All right, Bob. First thing that you need to end up doing. No, you can make another intern do this.
Okay,
so it's fine, but you need to be in charge of recruiting.
That I can do.
That you can do.
Think of yourself as sort of like royalty of this task.
Yeah.
Like a king.
Yes.
Of the interns.
King of the interns. I like the sound of that.
There you go. Yeah, there
well,
you
then
go.
Well, I got to go down to the high school to pick out some of the seniors for our new interns.
So, I guess all's well that ends in slaughter. So, Santa, do you have a product to take us out with?
Of course I have a product to end up taking us out with. That I have never used personally, but I can tell you is fucking awesome. Each time that I've ever thought about not using this, it's a Crystal Skull Vodka, which was made by Dan Aykroyd. But you can end up getting, yeah, vodka made by Dan Aykroyd. You can get that.
So it's got to be
right,
good.
Yeah. You can get that in. It's not actually vodka, I don't think, but it's a lava lamp. So it's a skull that has a lava lamp on it, or a lava lamp that has a skull on it. I'm not quite sure which. You can go ahead and call Dan Aykroyd up. Yeah, I found this thing online a while ago, and I know this is the best lava lamp because I've never used it.
It's endorsed by Santa and Dan Aykroyd. So
there's a twofer.
There you go. Well, we'll toast with the Lava Lamp Vodka, the newest member of our team, and what do we always tell
wait,
him?
Wait. Here, the honor goes to Bob Coffee.
Yeah, what do we always tell
Wolfman's
Bob?
Wolfman's got nards.
We do tell them that sometimes.
That's happened. We listen to some sick 80s jams, and we can't save them. Couldn't save all these people today. They were fucked.
We didn't want to save them.
Mess. With the Revengerists.
Well, yeah, because they were openly trying to fight us, and that's what happens.
I still haven't gotten my human hunting license yet.
Wait, you haven't gotten that?
No.
Really? Because you can just go right down to the gun store and...
I know, I'm waiting on clearance.
Punch your card. Okay, because I already have
one. No. They had to do a background check and they found things.